In today's Mishnah, we will learn the 11th and final brayta from the 6th parak Masechta Avot, and then we'll begin the new Masechta Horayot. The brayta begins: Kol Ma Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. Everything Hashem created in this world is Lo Bara Elak Lichvodo, was created for His honor. Now that's very important to the Tiferet Yisrael comments. Why? Because in yesterday's Mishnah, we learned that Hashem has 5 kinyanim in the world, and one might think those 5 things are of importance. But no, the truth is, as Mishnah explains, that really everything was created for Hashem's honor. Important here that the Shla comments that when it says kol, everything, that even includes the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. Now one might think that would detract from Hashem's honor, but it was created for us to overcome it, and through it Hashem's honor will be increased even further. Let's continue. And what's the basis is? Shenemar, it says kol anikra bishmi lichvodi brativ, which means everything that is called in my name for my honor, it was created, yetzartiv, I formed it, and also afyat tzativ, it was made. So here we have a reference to the 4 different worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. So those who versed in Kabbalah, this has a lot of meaning, but I'll just elaborate only from what the Mefarshim Mishnah explained. And here Kati cites the Midrash Shmuel, who says that it says af asativ, so olam Asiya, the world of Asiya, is the world that we experience, the world of the tangible. So the Pasuk had to say af asativ, even in the world of Asiya, in this world where the honor of Hashem is not so clear, even this world was created for the honor of Hashem as well, aside from the spiritual worlds above it. And that's why it's important for the Mishnah of the bright to end, Va'omer Hashem Yimloch La'olam Va'ed, that Hashem will rule for eternity. And that means that despite the fact, again, it's not His honor is not so evident here, but soon enough, La'atid Lavo, Hashem will reign even in this world, and this world, the aim of the Bria, the aim of creation will be realized. The whole creation will be for His honor. Now, printed in our Mishnayot, in Kati I'm referring to, you have the Mishnah we learned back in Masechta Makot, towards the end of it, which is Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha said, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot Yisrael, Hashem wanted to bestow merit on Am Yisrael, lefichach, therefore He increased for them, Hirba lehem Torah mitzvot. And then we explained, if you remember, Masechta Makot, many mitzvot that people would keep even naturally. No, they can fulfill all these mitzvot, even without even thinking about it, and we get more meritorious results. Shneamar, it says, Hashem chafetz man tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem desired for His righteousness, and He expanded the Torah and strengthened it. That's the Pasuk. Now, I'm not going to elaborate very much more on that, because really, this Mishnah, as we know, we learnt about it in great detail in the Masechta Makot, and you can listen to the Shirim on there if you want to revise. But it's printed here, that's because they would say this Mishnah at the end of every Perek, as we said, when they learnt a Perek of Pirkei Avot on the Shabbatot that were between Pesach and Shavuot, and that would complete it, and we explained back then that it was necessary to have this Mishnah in order to enable them to say the Kaddish as well. So that's why it's printed here. But no more on this Mishnah will be said, as I already explained, because we discussed it in more detail. Let's now begin the new Masechta Horayot. Now, Masechta Horayot refers to when Beit Din make a mistake in their ruling. What do I mean? If someone violates a prohibition that's punishable with karet, by mistake, then they can bring korban chatat, a sin offering. What this Mishnah deals with is what happens if the Sanhedrin, or we'll discuss which batei din this applies to, for simplicity, the highest court, they make a mistaken ruling regarding a prohibition that's punishable by karet, and then most of Am Yisrael follow that ruling and therefore transgress a prohibition by mistake. So in that situation, we'd have the Sanhedrin themselves, they would bring a bull, a par ben bakar lechatat, and that's referred to the par halem zaval shel tzibur. This is a special sin offering that they would bring. There's also a different one that is brought in the case that the prohibition related to Avodah Zarah, but we'll learn about all this during the course of the Masechta. What this first mission deals with is when do we say that an individual is covered by the korban that the Beit Din brings, and when do we say that no, he actually has to bring it himself. So Mishnah begins, Horu Beit Din lavor lachat mikola mitzvot ha-patorah. If Beit Din make a ruling, it was a mistaken ruling, it violates a prohibition that's punishable by karet, v'alach ha-yachid, and an individual goes, v'asa shogeg al-pihem. He made a mistake, he violated a prohibition, but it was based on the ruling of Beit Din. Bein sha'asu v'asa imahem, whether Beit Din did it along with this individual, so he happened to eat, for example, something, say, chelev, some forbidden fats, or ben she'asu v'asa acharein, maybe Beit Din did it first and then he followed them, or ben she'lo asu v'asa, or maybe Beit Din didn't violate that prohibition, it didn't go according to their ruling, it hadn't practically came about yet, and this individual went ahead and did so. Mishnah says that individual would be patur, he would be exempt from bringing this korban chatat. Why? Mipnei shatala v'Beit Din, because when he violated the prohibition, he was doing it under the instruction of Beit Din, and it was their mistake. Importantly, this Mishnah goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Chachamim, who ultimately the ruling goes, the halachic ruling goes by, is that even if an individual or a minority of the tzibur when according to this ruling, they would still have to bring an individual sin offering. It's only if the majority of the Kahal, meaning a majority of Israel, we'll learn exactly what applies to the Shvatim as well, either the population or majority of the Shvatim, the tribes, when according to the ruling of Beit Din. In that situation, that's when Beit Din would bring this Parhalem Davar Shet Zibur, and anyone who violates prohibition by mistake based on that ruling, it's only then that they would be Patur. But let's continue. Horu Beit Din, let's say Beit Din made their ruling, and one of the people on the Beit Din realized that Shetau, that it was a mistake, or Talmud, or there was a student, the Hura Uila Hara, and he is of a position where he could rule in learning, even though he hasn't got smicha yet. V'halach, and he went v'asal pihem, and he went according to their ruling and violated this prohibition. Now it's important here that it's still b'shogeg, meaning despite the fact he thought himself that it was a mistake, he thought it was still, it's a mitzvah to go according to the ruling of the Beit Din nonetheless. Mishnah says, bein she'asa v'asayimahem, bein she'asa asu v'asa achareihem, whether he did it along with them, whether he did it after them, meaning violate this prohibition, bein shelo asu v'asa, whether they didn't know and he did. Mishnah says then, harei ze chayav. In that situation, he would be chayav, he would have to bring a private sin offering. Why? Mibnei shelo tala b'beit din. Because his actions, his activity, the fact he violated prohibition wasn't based on the ruling, because he knew that it was in error. So ze aklal, this is a general rule, hatole ba'atzmo, anyone who is not relying on Beit Din, in that situation he'd be chayev, he'd have to bring a private sin offering, a korban chatat. However, to love a Beit Din, if he was completely relying on the ruling of Beit Din, then we say patur, he would be exempt. Kati comments at the very end, he's citing the Gemara. He says that, why do we have to say Zehaklal? It seems to be implied by the rest of the Mishnah. He says, no, it's important, because even if you've got an individual who, in generally, he rejects the rulings of the Beit Din, he doesn't take it seriously, he dismisses any of their rulings. However, in this context, he followed what they were saying. Meaning, he got the ruling, he says, yes, I'm going to go according to their ruling. In that situation, he would be a chayib, he'd have to bring his own korban in that situation. Now you might think, he was relying on the position of Beit Din. The truth is, through his actions, he's demonstrating that it's not really he was relying on the position of Beit Din, but instead he was relying on his own ruling. It just happened to be that he heard it from Beit Din. And how do we know this? That it was based on his own intellectual conclusion? That is because other rulings of Beit Din he wasn't interested in. So therefore, it's clear that the fact that his own opinion happened to align with Beit Din in this context does not actually exempt him from bringing a korban. He would have to bring his own korban, because as I already explained, he's not really acting in accordance or following the instruction of Beit Din. Those are the one brighter and one Mishnah today.